One of the really neat things about a subscription web design business is that we can borrow insights from other industries that use a subscription model and apply them to the business that we're running. One way that you can do this is through looking at SaaS. Okay, SaaS stands for software as a service. And in fact, there are a lot of people who refer to subscription web design as WAS, or websites as a service. So this 100% applies. And I watched a video from a few years ago by a man named Jason Cohen. And the title of the video was Designing the Ideal Bootstrapped Business with Jason Cohen. And I will link that to you. It's right here on YouTube. And so I want to talk about how to build your subscription runway for your business by taking a page out of the SaaS book, okay? Full disclosure, because I always want to make sure I'm clear about this, this particular way of designing the business is not something that I have personally done or tried, and I don't even know of anybody else who is doing this, which is why I think it's a cool opportunity, okay? So this is a thought experiment, and if something that you hear in here, even if it's not you know, the full plan that I'm going to outline for you, which I am going to outline the full plan. But even if it's not the full plan that I outlined for you here, and you just take bits or pieces, or you hear one thing that you can apply to your business, I think it'll make a big difference. And that's what I'm always looking for. Anyway, this is just a pro tip. When I'm listening to a podcast, you know, it might be 10 minutes long or 30 minutes long or even an hour long or longer. And I am no way, shape, or form, like, I don't plan to get lots of value from any particular podcast. I'm just always looking for one thing. Now, there are the occasional podcasts that I listen to where I write it down, I revisit it, and I go back and I dig through and I mine it for the gold that it has. But most podcasts, if I can take away one thing per episode to apply to my business or to my life that changes my thinking about something, I'm happy, because I don't typically listen to podcasts purely to be entertained, although some I certainly do, all right? So take that for what it's worth, and maybe you can apply that thinking to this episode to take away one thing, or maybe you hear this whole playbook and you say, you know what, Steve, I want to do that. I want to give that a try. So this is for you, okay? This is a thought experiment, more than anything else, of a way that you can take a page out of the SaaS playbook and apply it to your subscription web design business, all right? Now, he showed a slide at the end of his video that says this: predictable acquisition of recurring revenue with annual prepay in a good market creates a cash machine. And don't worry, we're going to break down all of those one at a time, and then I'm sure I will repeat it again at the end, so I'm not going to repeat it right now. If you actually do get to watch that video, you will find the specific breakdown of each of those individual pieces as he gave it. I'm not giving that, obviously, that's his content. What I'm going to do is just walk through in a few moments here just the breakdown of each of these pieces as I see it and how it could apply to subscription web design. And then, yeah, I think you can take this episode and take action on it. But if you want a little bit more of the thought and the philosophy around how this works for SaaS, then you can go check out that video. All right. So let's start at the top with predictable acquisition. All right. Predictable acquisition. This is one thing that we do not have in web design very often. Do you know next month, on average, how many clients are going to sign up with you? Do you know that information? Do you know that number? Full disclosure, I don't. I'm currently working on this, systematizing this more in my business, but I don't have a step-by-step, systematized, predictable client acquisition machine. I want that, and I'm working towards that, but I don't have that yet, okay? So do you have that? And if not, which you probably don't, then I think this is one of the first things that you should really be thinking about how to work on. Now, there's, again, a number of ways you could set up a funnel like this. One of the things that I've tried doing over the years is a straight up lead magnet to email series to booking a call to them becoming a client funnel. I think the problem with this for web designers, just to be, you know, full transparency, is if you are not doing this in a way where you are specifically niched down into a very specific market, then this is going to be harder for you to do it that way. Okay. You might have to do something else, like a word of mouth program or like a referral program or some other way to find that predictable acquisition. What you can't do is predict human behavior, but you can, because I mean, what people do, that's essentially like a lag measure, right? That's an indicator that you look at after the fact. But lead measures are things that you sort of prime the pump with, okay? A lead measure is, well, how many things did I take action on that will eventually lead to a certain kind of result? And what you're eventually going to find is, I'm just making this up, but let's just say that you chose to focus on working on a referral program in your business, which, by the way, I'm working on that currently. Let's say that you chose to work on a referral program in your business, and you knew that for every promotional email you sent to your best referring clients, that resulted in two conversations, and then every four conversations that you have with a potential client, one of them becomes a client, okay? So now that's a number that you have, and you know every time you send out an email, you have a predictable chain of results that happen from that. Now, it could take some time to get into that sort of rhythm, but that's what I'm talking about putting together. Find some way, whether it's a lead magnet to an email series or a lead magnet to a webinar to an email series, or it's a number of networking events, or it's 100 phone calls that lead to 10 conversations that lead to one client, you know, for a cold calling sort of idea. Whatever you do, getting to the point where your business has predictable acquisition is like the holy grail of running a business, especially an online-based business. And so making that acquisition more predictable is one of your primary goals as a business owner, and you should be thinking about that. Okay, the second piece is not going to be a hard one around here, of recurring revenue. So predictable acquisition of recurring revenue, okay? So what's so cool about this is that if you have predictable acquisition, but your revenue is not recurring, then you don't have any sort of compounding effects, okay? It doesn't matter how predictable your acquisition is if that income doesn't recur month to month. I mean, sure, it's helpful, right? Even if the income is not recurring, it's better to have predictable acquisition than not to. But imagine if you did have that recurring revenue and the predictable acquisition working together. If you knew that you could increase your monthly revenue consistently by $500, $1,000, $1,500, or even $2,000 per month, man, what kind of difference would that make in your business? And I hope you're getting excited about this and seeing the possibilities of what could happen as a result of putting this kind of plan together. So again, this is a proven SaaS playbook. The SaaS industry uses everything that we're talking about here on a regular basis. Now, how can you apply this to subscription web design? Okay, so we've already talked about predictable acquisition, and we've talked about recurring revenue. If we're doing subscription web design, again, we just are doing recurring revenue. Okay, so this is a piece that's sort of baked into the model. And if you have any questions about that, then feel free to ask in the comments below. But I think you probably should understand that piece of it. Okay, the third piece is where it gets really interesting. Actually, very interesting. This is not something that I have personally experimented with, as I mentioned before. But I do think it provides an interesting opportunity. So the third piece is annual prepay. Okay, so predictable acquisition of recurring revenue with annual prepay. So what is annual prepay? Well, like it sounds, annual prepay is simply paying for the first year upfront. Now, does that mean you're going to pay, or you're going to ask the client to pay on a yearly basis going forward, or yearly first and then month to month? I don't know. I think you could experiment with this and do different things. The point, though, is that if you have annual prepay, then you have cash now. Now, it's still recurring revenue because it's going to recur at that year point, okay? And if you do it this way, by the way, you're going to want to make sure you have automated emails that let customers know when their payment is coming out. The problem with this is, and this is why in general I'm not a fan of annual payments versus monthly, is with annual, you increase the amount of time by 12 months in between when payments are made. And it just kind of invites a natural opportunity for the person to question whether or not they're really going to continue paying for this for another year, in a way that the monthly arrangement doesn't really do. Once somebody gets in the rhythm of paying month to month, then, you know, typically they are in that rhythm, and a lot of subscription businesses prefer that. But what's cool about annual prepay is that it jives with the general principle in business that cash now is better than cash later, especially when there's a pretty high chance that it's going to recur. Cash now allows you to start building up that runway. This is why I titled this episode with building the subscription runway in mind, okay? Because I know one of the hardest things for subscription web design people to sort of grasp is, well, how do I make money now with this model? Well, the reality is that annual prepay could do this. So if you shift instead of an 18-month model to a 12-month model and you do annual prepay, then it's still cheaper for the client than not going the subscription web design route, but you're getting the bulk of your money up front. That helps cover development costs, that helps cover your cost, your amount of money that you want to make now. And it also allows you to funnel money. And this is why this is big in the SaaS industry, into advertising, right? The SaaS industry loves to spend advertising dollars. And so when they get annual prepay, they can dump a percentage of that money into ads and then sort of have this cycle repeating over and over again and just, you know, increasing the amount of recurring revenue going forward and allowing them to place a lot of the initial prepay money into advertising. And then the few clients that you get on the monthly basis as a result of that end up forming up the foundational basis of the revenue. So a lot of times that's how they'll look at this. So could you do it that way? Yeah, I think it'd be interesting, okay? I'm not sure about pumping it into ads necessarily. I mean, especially this day and age. You know, that video came out in like 2013 or 2014 when the world of Facebook advertising was just a lot different than it is today, frankly. And so pumping it into ads may not be a good idea. But in terms of building your subscription runway, still creating subscription revenue, but doing so in a way where you don't have to let that revenue accumulate in such small increments in the very beginning while you're trying to build a runway, that could be very advantageous. So totally worth a shot. Okay, so predictable acquisition of recurring revenue with annual prepay. And here's the fourth part, in a good market. In a good market. What is a good market? Well, this is a great question. A good market is a market that you are knowledgeable in. The customers can actually afford you. And there are people who are looking for your services, okay? So there are people looking for your services, the customers can actually afford you, and you are passionate and or knowledgeable in some meaningful way about this market. In my view, this is where it really separates the men from the boys, okay? It really allows you to dig deeper and look at sort of a niche model instead of taking a generalist point of view. If you take a generalist point of view, I think that's going to be very, very hard. Again, think about SaaS. With a SaaS, think about like Asana, right? A project management tool like Asana. Asana is meant for a very specific group of people, right? Now, yeah, there's a lot of people in their niche, but it's people who need a team project management tool, okay? That just isn't the reality for a lot of people. So their market is by necessity going to be excluded in a very particular way. You know, for you, if you're doing website design for dentists, okay, you've got subscription plans available for dentists. That's going to exclude everybody else. Dentists need websites. And if you're knowledgeable in the industry, that helps, and then they can certainly afford them, okay? So that's an example of a really good market that this could work for, and they'd probably be down with the annual prepay idea. And look, dentists make plenty of money, and they have to have a website. So are they going to renew at that first year? Like, almost certainly, right? So could you take a niche subscription web design offer into the dental space and achieve that predictable acquisition of recurring revenue with annual prepay in a good market? Probably so. By the way, how could you get the predictable acquisition piece of this down for dentists? Well, I could think of a number of ways, and there's lots of other companies who do, especially marketing companies, who do stuff, you know, in different ways. But one way is if you just went to conventions, right? Just think about that for a specific example. What if you just went to conventions? Your idea was to make 15 or 20 new connections, meaningful connections at every convention, right? And you got on the phone, maybe with five of them to discuss a project, and then, you know, one becomes a client or something like that. You'd probably want higher numbers than that for your investment at a convention. But again, I'm just throwing out a potential idea. Maybe the numbers are a lot more. Maybe it's you connect with 500 and you talk to 100 and then, you know, 20 become a client. I don't know. I don't know what the numbers look like for you. I'm just throwing out examples of how you can help to create some of that predictable acquisition of recurring revenue using annual prepay in a good market. And then the final piece of this is that it creates a cash machine, right? A cash machine. That's the idea, right? Do you think if you had predictable acquisition of recurring revenue with annual prepay in a good market, it would create a cash machine for you? Yeah, I think absolutely so. The thing is you got to dial in each one of these pieces, okay? And look, you can work backwards. You can say, in order to create a cash machine, I need to, number one, be in a good market. Okay, so you start there. You find a good market. I always say, who is your who? You have to find your who. Okay, so you start with a good market. Then you keep working backwards. Annual prepay. What does my model look like? Recurring revenue, obviously, is under that. And then, okay, now that I have all this model laid out, how do I get predictable acquisition of this client that I chose? So you reverse engineer this process, take a page out of the SaaS playbook, to build your subscription runway. I absolutely think this is an opportunity and an option available to you. Yes, I know it's just one way to do it, but it's a cool way, right? It's a cool way. It's something that you could try. And if you try this and it works for you, I'd love to hear your story. So if you enjoy this podcast, if you find it valuable and helpful, if you're on audio, leave us a review. I would love that. That would be so, so helpful and really cool of you to do. And if you are watching on YouTube, then leave a comment below this video. It helps us, boosts us up in the rankings, but also I just love to hear the kind words and the questions that you have and all of that, that you guys are so lovingly always direct to my videos. So I just wanted to encourage you to keep doing more of that. All right, y'all take care. Hope you find this one helpful. And we'll see you next time. Hey there, it's Steve, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. You know, one of the biggest questions that I get is, okay, Steve, I'm excited. I love this idea of subscription web design, but I have no clue where to get started. If that's you, go to subscriptionwebdesign.com right now, enter your best email address, and I'm going to send you an exclusive training that I did on the 5 models of subscription web design that will show you the options that are available to you and give you some things to think about on how to get started. And for a limited time, I'm going to include my contract template for subscription web design. I've been asked multiple times to provide this template, and it's usually only available to my paying students. It's $100 value, but it's yours free. Just go to subscriptionwebdesign.com and enter your best email address there, and I'll send those right to you, as well as send you daily email tips from the trenches of running my agency. See you over there at subscriptionwebdesign.com.